Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'd like to begin today by wishing Pope Benedict XVI a very happy and peaceful birthday. A special one this year as it falls days before we mark the 5th anniversary of his election to the papacy. It was the 19th of April 2005. A birthday which also falls on the eve of his pastoral journey to Malta. The Holy Father, in fact, leaves for this Mediterranean island on Saturday afternoon. Emma McCarthy will be part of our Vatican Radio team travelling there to report for us on all the events connected to the visit. I spoke to her shortly before her departure in an effort to glean some information on the purpose of this trip, but also details pertaining to the schedule of events. Let's listen. So Pope Benedict is about to leave for Malta. I think you know what the theme of this journey is and why he's going there.
The theme for the journey, which is only 24 hours, is nevertheless, we must run aground on some island.
It sounds like a wonderful idea, doesn't it?
It sounds quite frightening, really, doesn't it? It sounds like, you know, safe trip. But actually, it's taken from the Acts of the Apostles, from chapters 26 and 27. And these two chapters of the Acts of the Apostles are more commonly known as the Gospel of Malta.
Of course, Malta is linked to St. Paul, isn't it? We all know that. Absolutely. There was a famous shipwreck there.
Yes, indeed, which is why, of course, this theme was chosen. The Gospel of Malta recounts St. Paul's shipwreck on the island of Malta. Speaking to Archbishop Cremona, the Archbishop of Malta, he said the reason they chose this one line is to point out that it was quite providential, this shipwreck, because we all know that St. Paul brought Christianity to Malta. He converted the Maltese, and that's why he's known as the Father of Malta.
Emma, there's a special anniversary connected to this trip, isn't there?
Yes, again, it is connected to St. Paul. It's the 1950th anniversary of the shipwreck of St. Paul.
Tell me, he's leaving on Saturday, the 17th, right, in the afternoon?
He is. I think that we're used to international papal trips being 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. In reality, this trip is a little over 24 hours. He leaves late Saturday afternoon from the Vatican. He's due to arrive in Malta at shortly after 5 p.m. local
time. Time
for tea, as they say. In fact, and he'll be taking tea, we think, with the president. It's his first appointment after the official welcoming ceremony. He will be travelling to the president of the Republic of Malta's palace.
In La Valletta, which is the capital, is it?
In the capital, La Valletta. And, of course, the Pope will be staying mainly in La Valletta. He will be travelling briefly to Rabat and Floriana during the 24 hours. But, of course, Malta being such a small island, Rabat and Floriana are very, very close to La Valletta.
Well, Rabat has one of the main events taking place, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed. Well, after, of course, the courtesy call to the authorities of Malta, the Pope has his first pastoral appointment with the faithful of Malta, with the Catholics and Christian and Maltese people, and that is in Rabat. Now, Rabat is only about 10 kilometres from Valletta, and it's 10 kilometres uphill, because, of course, it's a steep hill from La Valletta to Rabat, and there's these tiny winding streets and these little steps that lead up to Rabat. The Pope, however, won't be walking up steps or along tiny streets. It's very interesting to note that in this papal journey, because Malta is so small, because the distances between where Pope Benedict has his major appointments are so small, the only thing he'll be using to get from A to B while in Malta is his Pope Mobile. This will also give the Maltese people a chance to see the Pope while he's there.
Of course, it's an overwhelmingly Catholic nation,
Malta. 90% of the 400,000 are Catholic, so they really are very, very excited and looking forward to Pope Benedict's first trip there to Malta. And his first opportunity to greet them will be in Rabat, as we said, in the Church of St. Paul. Beneath that church, cut into the rock beneath that church, is a grotto, and it is known as the Grotto of St. Paul. And tradition holds that it is here where St. Paul first began preaching to the people of Malta. So it's a very important place. And the Pope will go into the Church of St. Paul, and there he will greet over 200 special guests.
Do we know who they are at all?
We do know who they are. Usually when the Pope has pastoral appointments during his papal trips, one of the first people he greets are the bishops and priests of the nation. This time, however, the first people he will be greeting will be the missionaries of Malta, the priests and nuns, religious and lay missionaries of Malta. Over 200 of them have been chosen to meet the Pope, the first people there to meet him. So that's quite interesting.
It's connected to St. Paul because he was the evangeliser, no?
Connected to St. Paul, absolutely. And also because when...
To the ends of the earth.
To the ends of the earth. And I don't think he expected, if we read the Acts of the Apostles, he did not expect to end up in Malta, but he did. And also it's very interesting that one of the inheritances that he left the people of Malta was he instilled in them this desire to be missionaries. In fact, they're one of the most missionary churches, particularly in Europe. They send priests and nuns and lay missionaries throughout the world. So it's
after the Irish, of course.
After the Irish.
Then on Sunday, he has a couple of important appointments. He has Holy Mass in the morning, is that right?
Yes, of course. This will be the main appointment with the ordinary, everyday Catholics of Malta, the families, men, women of Malta. It's going to be held in what used to be known as Granary Square, but now is called Floriana Square, which is the biggest square in the capital, Valletta. Now, it only holds up to 10 to 12,000 people because even though it's the capital's biggest square, it's small by European city standards, so it'll be quite interesting to see where the other tens of thousands expected to turn up for the Mass will actually manage to fit. That is the big liturgical appointment during this 24 hours. During this Mass, you will also meet and greet the Bishop of Gozo. Gozo is the small island next to Malta. During this visit, the Pope will not be travelling to Gozo, but the Bishop of Gozo, Mario Grech, said the entire diocese is moving to La Valletta to greet the Pope. And while there, he will be presenting the Bishop of Gozo with a golden rose. We all know that this is one of the highest honours that the Pope can bestow on a diocese. And the reason, of course, being is because there's a very important Marian sanctuary on the island of Gozo. So the Pope's way of saying, although I can't make it to see you this year, you are in my thoughts, is, of course, bestowing this golden rose on Gozo's Marian sanctuary.
And then the afternoon, before he gets back to Rome, he has another interesting meeting with young people, no?
Yeah, there's something here that's quite similar to his papal trip to Australia. During the afternoon, the Pope will make his way from the Apostolic Nunciature, where he will be staying overnight on Saturday, to the waterfront on, I think it's near Valletta, and then he'll be crossing La Valletta Harbour, which is a natural harbour, by boat. Something we've seen him do quite frequently in the past. We've seen him do it in Cologne, we've seen him do it in Sydney. And it underlines the fact that this, of course, is a seafaring nation. The sea is very important to Malta, so he'll be crossing the harbour by boat to arrive on the other waterfront of La Valletta, and there he'll be meeting the young people of Malta, and he'll be speaking to them there. So that'll be quite interesting to see what he says. It's another important point of all Pope Benedict's trips, is that he always makes sure that he has an appointment to speak to the young people, pretty much in the footsteps of John Paul II, I think.
Of course, John Paul II went there twice, eh?
He went there twice indeed in the 1990s. So while Malta is used to papal trips, however, the bishop speaking to them this week underlined that they really are looking forward to this first occasion to meet and greet Pope Benedict the 16th.
Well, let's hope you get fine weather there.
Yes, indeed.
Particularly as the Pope is going to be sailing from one port to the other.
And let's hope that they don't run aground on some other island.
And a big thank you there to Emma McCarthy, who's already in Malta awaiting the Pope. Be sure to enjoy her reports from there, either by tuning in to our features or our news broadcasts. And also by checking out our website at www.vaticanradio.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.